This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Community-based ultrasound screening cuts infant hip dysplasia late diagnosis by 85%. A groundbreaking community-based screening program for developmental dysplasia of the hip, DDH, in infants has demonstrated remarkable success in preventing late diagnosis. The University of Tokyo trial, published in the International Journal of Nursing Studies, achieved near-universal participation while identifying cases that would have been missed by traditional clinical examination alone. 8.7% of screened infants found to have suspected DDH, including those with no clinical signs, DDH detection rates by screening method. Percentage of infants diagnosed with developmental dysplasia of the hip, Japan 2026, community ultrasound screening, 8.7%. Source, University of Tokyo, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Universal reach transforms early detection. The nurse-led ultrasound screening program achieved almost universal participation among eligible infants in the study population, according to the University of Tokyo research published in the International Journal of Nursing Studies. This comprehensive approach identified DDH cases that traditional clinical screening methods would have missed, particularly in children presenting without obvious clinical signs or established risk factors. Researchers from the University of Tokyo demonstrated that community-based screening could be successfully implemented outside hospital settings. The program's success challenges conventional approaches that rely primarily on clinical examination and selective screening of high-risk infants. Read more about clinical updates in pediatric screening. Nurse-led model proves highly effective. The trial's nurse-led approach represents a significant advancement in healthcare delivery for infant screening programs, according to the University of Tokyo study. Trained nurses conducted ultrasound examinations in community settings, making the screening more accessible to families while maintaining diagnostic accuracy. According to the World Health Organization, early detection of DDH is crucial for preventing long-term mobility impairment. Screening identifies asymptomatic cases. The study's most significant finding was the identification of DDH in infants who showed no clinical signs or known risk factors. This discovery highlights the limitations of current screening protocols that rely heavily on physical examination and family history. The University of Tokyo study's detection rate of 8.7% suggests that many cases may be going undiagnosed under current screening practices. Explore more findings in our latest research coverage. Implementation challenges and solutions. The study's methodology involved collaboration between community healthcare providers and the University of Tokyo research team. This partnership model ensures sustainability and quality control while leveraging existing community health infrastructure. Community-based ultrasound screening identified DDH in 8.7% of infants, including many cases with no clinical signs or risk factors that would have been missed by traditional examination methods. Research team, University of Tokyo, International Journal of Nursing Studies, 2026. Key takeaways. Community-based ultrasound screening achieved near-universal participation in the trial population. University of Tokyo study, 8.7% of screened infants had suspected DDH. University of Tokyo, International Journal of Nursing Studies. Nurse-led screening proved effective in identifying cases without clinical signs or risk factors. University of Tokyo research. Frequently asked questions. What is developmental dysplasia of the hip? DDH is a condition where the hip joint doesn't form properly, with the ball of the thigh bone not sitting securely in the hip socket. Early detection and treatment are crucial for preventing long-term mobility problems and arthritis. How accurate is ultrasound screening for DDH? The University of Tokyo study demonstrated that trained nurses could effectively perform ultrasound examinations in community settings with reliable results for detecting DDH in infants. The University of Tokyo study represents a paradigm shift toward more accessible and comprehensive infant screening programs. The program's success in identifying previously undiagnosed cases suggests that similar initiatives could significantly improve outcomes for children at risk of developmental disabilities. Source: Community-based baby hip screening successfully reduces late diagnosis of developmental dysplasia. ACT context: Ultrasound screening cuts infant hip dysplasia late diagnosis by 85%. Description: Community ultrasound screening for infant hip dysplasia achieves 8.7% detection rate, identifying cases missed by clinical examination in University of Tokyo study. Author: Type Organization, name GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: At Type Organization, name GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published 2026-5F24. Date modified 2026-5/24.